Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode, chapter, adventure, quest. It's you and I, and we're back on the scene again. Your co-host, Jahima.
I'm Dennis.
Welcome, freedom fighters, family, children, warriors, mind revolutionaries, those who are on lockdown. Hope I didn't forget anybody. Mind liberators, welcome. Welcome to the program. We don't have a format today. We're shooting from the hip kind of thing, but, you know, we always
do.
You know, we don't try to plan anything, you know, because, you know, tomorrow's not promised to anybody, so. But, you know, it's all about getting through the moment. So we're just going to bring a provocative show to you, and we're going to just going to go different places. Right now, I'm going to let Dennis here give you some idea of some things we have talked about for coming on the air. And this might be a good foundation to start with. I also have some things I'm going to share, too, from Henry Marco regarding the Illuminati. And I'll be mentioning that as soon as he's done. So let's get on with the program. Open up those ears, clear that mind, empty it. All right, you're ready. Here we go.
Here we go. What we've been talking about is a community. And we were looking, if we are looking at a particular geography, what are some of the essential elements to make a community? And Jahima and I have been discussing this. We said you'll need finance. And in discussing finance, we said something in the name of maybe bank or...
treasury.
A treasury.
You don't want to use the word bank because you don't want to be considered like the rest of the crooks out there. So right now, call yourself a treasury.
A treasury.
Yeah. The government's not going to like you now, but that's okay.
Okay.
Because they don't disperse any money anyway. The Federal Reserve System does. At least you're taking your rightful place as an organized community to consider yourself a treasury.
A treasury.
You know why? Because the treasury belongs to who?
The people.
Thank you. Of the community.
Right.
That's why.
Okay.
Not the banks who belong to the stockholders.
Okay. That's a very key point. That listeners have to know that banks are independent operation, and what we said in one show that the idea of government and finance ruling is not consistent with the idea of democracy, where it's people ruling, not government and banks ruling. So in talking about a democracy, it's people ruling through representatives and not government and banks ruling.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I have a problem with democracy because there's many forms of democracy. If I look up the word democracy, you'll find there's many, many forms of democracy.
Is capitalism a better word to look at?
No, because you're talking about economics. That's
okay.
Different.
Okay.
See, that's totally different. Now you're talking about apples and oranges.
Okay.
We don't want to do that.
Okay.
Because then you're like, that's like saying, calling China's economy communist. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
It just creates confusion.
Okay. Let me add my take on what you say. In my brother's saying, calling China's economy communist, you're saying there's a separation between China's economy and China's political system, but the economics is the same as the economics globally. Well, and you say that's not
China runs the duality economic system. It was implemented during the time when England controlled China. That's why China can adapt to the capitalistic model so well. It was easy. was already doing it in a different way, under a monarchy. But it still has this, listen to my word, it still has its own socialist economic system.
Okay, let's remember we have a limited show.
Right? No, we do.
And we are staying kind of long on finance. Let me just make this point.
Go ahead. We can move forward.
Okay. That to have freedom of McDonald's in China is not only about opening a business in China, but making China American.
True food. We've had that discussion before.
Okay.
China's being bombarded by westernized ideology. But the communistic state corrupt officials are opening up the floodgates.
The floodgates of?
Allowing those markets in.
Let's stay here a little bit longer. Yes, I'm saying that today, no one nation can think independently of their interdependence of other nations, especially when it comes to currency, because you got to go through this exchange.
Or exchange rate.
Exactly. So that's unavoidable.
Well, there's, if you're going to trade with a different nation, see, I have a problem with those who control the exchange rate, because I never can. I like to do some research and find out who controls that. Who says what currency is at this percentage versus this one at this one? What, you know, I want to see the formula. Let's say we're two nations and we're trading with one another.
Right.
There's two ways we can formulate the trade.
Yeah.
If your currency is much better on the market than my currency, then it'd be best for me to convert to your paper. And then there's no problem with trade between you and I anymore.
Let me add this. The euro, which is a currency.
Which is a unified currency of European
nations. That does not include
United Kingdom, yes.
Why? Because the pound has its established place globally and historically.
Very historically.
And when you say England have many territories that are part of the English colony.
Yeah, and you and I have discussed, even though they have no political control, they still have economic prosperity control.
And the Queen's pitches and the currency.
That's pretty much an insult, but yeah.
Let's keep the show civil, brother. Okay, we are saying, okay, finance. Let me say health, in terms of health. Now, when you say in terms of health, we are looking at a geography.
Well, that's dynamic and, well, not dynamic. Its duality is split because health is also nutrition.
Nutrition.
And healing.
Yeah.
Because nutrition is food. Healing is, because I don't like the word hospital. See, there's certain words that you don't like. There's certain words that I don't like about the so-called mainstream. We need healing. Healing centers. Thank you. That's the difference when we say health. We're talking about food and healing. Because those have to be one. You can't have one without the other. And when we say healing, we're not talking about allopathic. We're talking homeopathic. What is the difference? Allopathic medicine is cutting you. That's called surgery. And you know how television loves to shine them surgeons on TV.
Okay.
Homeopathic, and I'm going to say it as basic as I can, is medicine, man. Herbs.
Okay. Let me, at this point, bring our listeners into our movement within this particular geography. We won't elaborate on the exact geography, since we do some finance that we want to keep a little vague, dealing with particular products. But I'm saying at Tony's, and then, of course, we are promoting Tony's Complete Auto Repair and Tires. We're saying we're not promoting Tony's Complete Auto Repair and Tires necessarily for as a business, although Tony is a business, but as a representative of a particular community. Now, when I went to Tony today, Tony and George said, "You're a brewer." I said, "How many people you think would know who you're referring to when you say a brewer? You know, I know, I'm a brewer, but as Jaima said, I'm a medicine man. You follow? But that medicine man got changed to witch doctor.
Of course.
In history.
Of course.
So I'm saying, we have not escaped the language barrier where we have all these plants there. We have the aloe vera and shit. And we still use this. But the difference with a brujo, a brujo also takes care of the spiritual opportunities in terms of protection against, you and I were discussing and we brought up the word zombie. Explain to the listeners who is a zombie. And we were playing some steampunks.
Yes. Zombie is a person who has been absolutely possessed by evil spirits.
Definitely. That the person is more evil spirit than human. And many of our listeners won't realize that coming from the Caribbean, working in the Caribbean, Steel Pulse was in England, of course. But, of course, they're from the Caribbean. They're talking about...
I'm a pulser.
Exactly right. They're talking about what we live with in reality in terms of these people walk around. But we recognize them that you basically a zombie. And I can see you for who you are. And you deal with them in a certain kind of way. I never advocate violence on this show or suggest to any listener that violence is a legitimate means of achieving community.
That would be a great movie, is to show, it would be almost like I Am Legend, where in the world, all of a sudden, there's more zombies than children of the light. And the movie reflects on how the children of the light unite through the spirit to overcome the situation that they're in, to the point where, kind of like I Am Legend, where they come with a formula to bring back light, and only those few did.
Listeners, let's...
But that's just saying,
this show is taking its own direction.
That's copyright now.
Okay, this show is taking its own direction. Now, listen to this. I said before to Jaima, I said, when you show it's Jeshua as light, but then you made something, we are children of the light. When you say we are, but it's not about sunlight. It's about Jah light. It's the light on the Damascus Road that deal with them zombies there. And these zombies can be wildly vicious and they make no kind of sense.
Does that kind of tell you what the state of the condition of the global perspective right now is?
It does.
You know why? Because we have zombies running the show.
We have zombies, brother. Well,
Obama, I'm calling you a zombie, bro. Straight up.
Oh, boy.
And you know, it's just not. And you know, it's just not Obama. It's every political leader, actor, whatever. There are lots of zombies out there.
Okay.
We might as well say Z people.
Okay.
Forget the word. We just create our own codification.
Okay. Z people.
Yeah. And if you haven't listened to this program, let our programs you listen. And we start saying Z people, you might want to clue them in. Or we might say the Z ones. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We don't want to overemphasize the word. We want to move on, you know.
Okay. Let's look at some achievement of President Obama in terms of recent. One of them is the freedom to be openly gay if you're gay in the military.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying, and then the Roman Catholic Church saying, you can't do that abortion. I'm saying, what are we dealing with here, brother? With these institutions, with these huge names, and we are almost victims of what? Institution? You're just shaking your head, brother.
Yes, brother.
Say something, brother.
I said, yes, brother.
Now, remember the last show, we were saying, where does the word bishop come from? I found out that the Catholic Church, this guy who said that you can't do that operation, he said if you don't do the operation, the patient is going to die. Well, I'm bishop of this, over this hospital, St. Joseph or something. He said, look, I'm Dr. So-and-so, and if you don't do the operation, well, it's against, is this a religious statement that's against a code that governs the hospital operation? Where's the separation?
So what is the purpose of the hospital? To save the person or play political politics with that life?
It's not political. It's religious.
Okay, then it's religious. What's religion got to do with the life? Why are we putting religion over life? What book do you have to be in if you're gonna go all the way with Yah? Book of life. Only diabolical Satan will put religion before you. There should be no problem.
Okay.
Straight save his life.
Okay. What you just said, you said the book of life.
Of course.
When you say the book of life, I put it this way. I say it's not a book. It's resurrection life that overcome death. You're saying that.
And it's not your physical name.
And it's
not. It's your spiritual
name. It's your spiritual
name. Physical ain't got nothing to do with it.
Have nothing to
do
with it.
But what you've done here with the spirit within that body while you were here. Remember, it's all about works and deeds. It ain't about show and tell.
You sure you're not a preacher, brother?
That's interesting because my sister said the same thing on my dad's side. She said, you sound like a pastor. Like, no. I teach. It's not preach. It's teach.
I stand corrected.
It's teach.
But look at the condition. He said, like, you sure you're not a preacher? No, listen to me. I've never been a preacher. I might have the title Reverend, but I've never preached. I don't believe in preaching. Is that a radical statement?
No, because Yahshua, he didn't preach.
No problem.
Yahshua teached.
Exactly right.
Even during the time when he was with the disciples. Because at that time, he was a master teacher because he had those 15 missing years prepared him to become a master teacher.
Now, you sure this is just, brother?
And I hope you teachers out there heard what I just said. And take your work a little bit more seriously about the minds that you have. What I'm saying to you teachers out there, excuse me for a minute, bro, is to bend the system. Teach these children something. Give them something to hold on to. Because you know the curriculum is not designed. It's designed to make them zombies. Put some light in these children. Because as teachers, it is your responsibility.
I hear you loud and clear. Now, what listeners have to realize that I spent many years teaching high school mathematics. Right?
I've always wanted to be a teacher, but as they say, I don't have the proper credentials. And I laugh. I'm like, yeah, right.
Very sure. Funny.
It's all about the love. But I can teach.
Okay. But listen to this. I'm saying the concept of Yeshua teacher, it was not having a piece of paper writing something. He was a teacher of by example. Follow me.
And I'm going to say this. I want the listener to hear me well. Forget about Yahshua the prophet. Focus on Yahshua the teacher, because he was more teacher than prophet.
But listen to this. If we're with Yeshua, the question was asked, Yeshua, what you doing with them wine drinkers? What you doing with the tax collector? What you doing?
What you doing with them hoes and pimps? That's what they be saying today.
But it brings us back to where we are, brother. I'm saying, I'm dealing with my brethren that I know personally, in terms of human beings. Yet, I do have them licensed and credential. But I'm saying we are looking at community, where you have so many different plumber in this. You have all kinds of things. I said, if we work as a community, where the community benefit from your skill, where you begin to see youth and begin to pass on a skill. That's all.
We need to be building. Even I can see the computers and all that aspect too.
Definitely.
Because it's going to be important to have that kind of communication.
Yeah. Okay. Let's continue what we're looking at. The listeners can see what we're looking at.
And remember, it won't be done because we want to profit off of the community. We'll do it because it's the right thing to do for the community. The benefits
stays come, in the community.
Will come.
Okay.
Let's see, that's why things don't get done in the world today. For instance, coming here to do the program.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the streets, it's raining. It's been raining pretty awesomely. Pretty
much. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I noticed that California passed a law that you have your windshield wipers on, you have to turn your lights on.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, if you look at the infrastructure, there's no way that all the streets in LA, I don't care, all the other counties too, could have some kind of reflectiveness so that you can see the white lines on the street. And when you have your headlights on, people will be able to see better. But yet, they don't do that. But they want you to have your lights on when the windshield wipers on when it rains.
Okay. Jamie, look at what we're talking. We're talking about community. Mm-hmm. We're not a particular geography.
Mm-hmm.
We said finance. We said nutrition. Nutrition have to be a part of it. Then we said transportation.
Oh, yes.
You're talking about transportation.
Yes.
Then we say real estate. We say security, protections, martial arts. No. You say martial artists?
We're not even scratching the surface. You have to remember, you're going to need community services.
Community services. It includes okay. Trash.
Oh, that's you name it. What is a community going to need? It has to be in community services.
Okay.
Builders, plumbers, electricians, building this, building that, taking care of this. What about you also need your that and the emergency? You're going to need an emergency center.
Okay. Let's get don't try to copy it.
No.
Don't try to copy anything that we know.
No, we're just saying that's something that a community has to have. That's all it is.
What about instead of having an emergency center, let's have a community center. Where every emergency is going to be taken care of.
That's even better.
At the community center.
That's even better.
This is a community.
That's even better.
Center where you have the library over here, you have the classroom over here, you have this over here, you have that over there. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where we come together.
It has to
at
be
the village.
It has to be big enough. Maybe it has to be a couple of stories because it needs to be a multi-purpose room.
Definitely.
It needs to have also bare programs.
But where the studio
and probably might have a studio, and might be where it'd be a fundraiser where we can do arts and shows.
Yeah, that's where the studio is. Now, you and I talked about this before. I'm saying, I can see the picture, and we are talking about
Let me throw a curve. What we just did.
Okay.
You know what we just did?
What?
What did we just do before that paper? You put a community together. We can do the same thing in Ethiopia right now and throughout Ethiopia because they need that. That's what they need. Forget about it here. We need to be over there and doing that because that's where that's the new frontier.
You've kind of been hitting on that point, brother.
Because forget about here. This is becoming a dying empire. China is...
Okay, this is becoming a dying what?
This is becoming a dying empire. America's dying. China is going to be the new... It's going to have the new dominance. There's no doubt about that. And neither one of them... And China cannot be any better than the United States without Ethiopia.
You're saying Ethiopia have the mineral?
It's time for Ethiopia to use the mineral to build a global justice. Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice.
Okay, Look, listeners, look at it this way. Look at it this way. Because we have...
Okay, because that's the model they need in Africa right now.
Okay. And you can hear papers moving and pen writing. Look at it. We say, okay, let's take Earth. Because when you say Ethiopia, Ethiopia means Earth. Ethiopia was the one name for all one common land mass. But if we begin to come from every area to a particular geography called Ethiopia, and we come from everywhere, you say,
Mother of us all.
Okay. You say, we who? Let's say Ethiopians instead of Africans, Ethiopians. Look at the differences make. When you say Ethiopians, you say, well, that's every humanity. And it's not one particular color.
It's the all in all. It's all humanity.
Okay. But remember, at the moment in Ethiopia, what is the culture in Ethiopia now? Is it European? Is it native to humanity in terms of Ethiopia now? What's in Ethiopia? Where is the geography in Ethiopia where we're going to gather and meet? Where we're going to celebrate the coming of all people as one people. The coming together of all people as one people, Ethiopia. Now, the coming together.
The only way we could do that is we would have to look at the center of Ethiopia, and based on the breakage, what country would represent the center right now, and do it in that country?
Yeah, Ethiopia.
I don't know unless there's another way we can do that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Listen to this, listeners. Okay. I started with the paper of the community, the needs of community within a geography. You take this same thing, you take it to this particular point in Ethiopia, a particular geography. But when there are many little lights of Ethiopia globally, then the movement of lights to one festival of lights at Ethiopia. Now, when I use the word festival of lights, mm-hmm. for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because festival of lights is the people of light coming together in celebration. And it has nothing to do with external lights. Because the festival of lights was a Jewish tradition. And Jews and Christians are not the same. And they were not necessarily friends.
No, because you're talking about Christianity, you're talking about Judeo. Has nothing to do with Hebrew. I'll tell you that much. It is the Khazars branch of Judaism.
Okay. Brother, this is very significant. This is very, very significant. I'm saying, when the Most High, let's say the Most High looked down on earth and look at his children, he see lights. He see lights. Like I said, where you go, you're alive.
You gotta remember, if you look at it, probably, well, we don't know what eye he's looking at. You're right. I have to take the physical aspect out of it because he's looking at it the holy spiritual. Okay. So, man, I wonder what he's seeing amongst all that darkness.
He's seeing
all these pop up these little lights. I wonder what that looks like. Only he knows.
Okay, well, wow. Jaima, look at it this way. He sees his children as children of light.
Yes.
But when you say light, it's not the case. True, we are children of the sun in terms of melanin.
That's physical.
That's physical.
Yeah.
And we have to emphasize the spiritual.
We got to look beyond
the physical.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay. But you were getting ready to talk about the Illuminati. When I hear my friend on the street talking about, I didn't know you know about the Illuminati. I said, well, maybe this guy is finding enough time to study something. If I know they don't go to school. You hear me listening?
Yeah, you're not going to hear about it in school.
I'm saying, I wonder why these guys don't go to school. It's like, you say, what will I get from going to school, brother?
Well, Public Enemy talked about school back in the 90s. It's a joke.
What, okay, you still feel that way today?
Yes. What is the purpose? You know what public schools is? You really want to hear what I got to say?
Definitely.
You know what public schools are?
Minefields, conditioning minefields.
Zombie institutions.
Okay.
Seriously.
I hope listeners are not surprised to say that I agree, knowing that I've taught.
They're preparing them to be part of the Illuminati system of zombieism. You know that.
Elaborate on it. Let's talk about this Illuminati business, bro.
We're talking about socially brainwashing you to get you to believe that a nice car, a nice job, a nice house, you made it.
And isn't that success? Isn't there another word for it?
Slavery.
Is a better word?
Who plays the game of illusion better than anyone that you and I know? Yes. That really wasn't of this earth, but is now. Because he was cast down.
Okay. I knew that eventually he would make an entrance. But I didn't want him to steal the show.
No, he doesn't steal the show. But he operates very efficiently. Think about it. It's a total sellout.
Okay. Let me throw something in the mix.
Go ahead, brother.
We realize we
love that.
Yeah. I think for the first time I realized we're really doing a show. And I'm saying, I don't think either you or I think of ourselves as celebrity. Or as,
what's that?
As a talk show. We have no idea what that is.
I don't want paparazzis following me. Exactly. You know why? Because I'm a tester. You know where I'm going to go?
Where?
Right down, deep down in the hood. You bad? Come on down.
You know they're not going to go there.
I'm not going to make it convenient for them. In West Hollywood, and no, come on down in the county.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
Oh, yeah, I would, but then I ain't got to worry about them. You know what the best celebrity is? It's one.
You know they wouldn't go there.
It's one that doesn't have a posse of security guard, but everybody knows who he is. Everybody down with you.
You're blaming the wrong people. Let me see this. No, people are out. They know how much one image, one picture of that particular person will give them if they can get it. It's the people that's buying it. Why don't you deal with them? Now we are doing Steel Pulse. And you say, Steel Pulse have their trouble. And we know the big story was taxi wouldn't pick them up. We know a lot of story about Steel Pulse.
There was a lot of stuff. They were radical.
They're not dead yet.
No, but they gave us a perspective and saw things in a different way that you're like, come on, man, in America? And then I thought about it. Yeah. Because I ran into the same problem when I was in France.
Okay.
Okay. I'm like, damn, our people are conditioned. And these are French, African, or African French guys. I'm like, wow, they did a job on us. Anywhere we are colonized, they did a job. You think you're more French? That's your brother. Even if he speaks French, Belgium, what Danish, whatever, physically, who is your mother? Ethiopia. But you French. You come Frenchy fried. You see what happens when you get colonized? You become a zombie. Your identity is totally taken away. You thinking you one of them. Tucson Overture.
I think Silva said, some kind of body cord, touch me if you can. I mean, I don't know what it is, brother, but in terms of, okay, I'm saying basically putting the band together and basically, you're not saying we're going to be Steel Pulse, but we're using the band to carry a message. And
no, but
usually when we play, though, here's the instruction. I don't want nobody to touch me, but I get my instructions clear. I'm going to be out there, and it's not like I don't appreciate the fans. I just don't want you to touch me.
Reggae is really the only music I know. Like Bob says when he When it hits you, you feel no pain, but it's giving you positive stuff to think about. You know, I don't know any other music. Well, you know, during the 90s when power rap was out, you know, the brothers was trying and they were hitting it hard. You know, some were very good at their political message. Too good it was scaring them because SARS to death. Had to get the West Coast and get Dre and, you know, the rest of the story. Yeah. Gangsta rap.
But you know what I noticed? I noticed that the youth movement in some countries are using
rap.
Rap.
And remember, they're using power rap.
Yeah.
They're talking about the political situation that's going on.
Okay. When you say rap, is rap African-American, though?
It's African. It's Ethiopian. It's like the drum. You can't take that away from
you
us.
Can't take it.
Come on, brother.
I don't know.
What?
Okay. Because, okay, take part of my day today. I stopped over by a brother.
He used to talk about James Brown used to rap.
Well, it was his dance, but let's not confuse. Let's not confuse singing and dancing.
Well, he was.
Let's not mix the two.
He was both.
He was both, and his message, the Flames, by the way.
Oh yeah, his band group, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And nobody could do it better than him, bro. That's where Michael got his.
Yeah, hardest working man in show business.
Oh yeah. Well, you remember the tribulation he went through? He did some time too.
Oh yeah, you? Man. Yeah, this white women. Yeah, he's gone. He went through it.
He did some time.
Yeah. I remember the day when I was in Mexico and he died. And he said to Brian Gumbel that the black man will never be free in America.
He said that?
Oh, yes. Didn't see it no more that day. So y'all let that one slip through. I don't know. Y'all does some things. Never heard that one again. I said, I'm going to remember that.
By the way, you mentioned Brian Gumbel. You know he has cancer, right?
Not surprising.
You didn't know he has cancer?
No. But it's not surprising.
I remember when Brian Gumbel was a big pitcher in terms of African-American media.
Of course. He represented us. But not really.
But not really. No. Because I don't think he knows us.
He is part of the Europeans playing dark skin, light skin African Americans.
Yeah.
Brian Gumbel really was just brilliant. And Malcolm would agree with me.
Dark skin, white man.
House nigga.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. Straight up. That's why I use Malcolm. I'm going to make people know that I'm not saying it just because I agree with Malcolm. X on that. Just another house nigga.
Now, the listeners can't see what we're wearing, but I carry the X, remember? While we're at that point, let me ask you about the importance of ritual in any culture.
It depends on what kind of ritual it is and the meaning of the ritual. Because it symbolically has to have some tie. Hopefully to something spiritual in its effect.
Okay, let's continue to look at this community. You say, as a people, we dress this way, cultural dress, moving away from the dress code.
Westernized.
From code. Okay.
Just say it like that.
Okay, let's you said it. Okay. The other thing, you say, since this is an established community, We can take care of how it. You don't have to bring your truck around here to pick up the dirt on Wednesday.
And why is that?
Because we are taking care of it as a community. Do you think that's too radical a move that would not be allowed?
I say, says who? Says the Illuminati. Huh? Says those who are in control. Says the zombie ones.
It's doable, brother. It's very doable.
It has to be done. Because this don't work.
Okay, this don't work. But then...
it's broke.
But don't incorporate as a city. You saw what happened to the last city that was incorporated, where these people did all that stealing.
Oh, you're talking about the city of Bell?
Yeah. don't incorporate as a city.
Well,
because you're a city, as a part of geography and a municipality.
The constituents of the city of Bell are just as much as to blame as those who represented them.
Definitely.
You know why? Because that's just they showed us right there that the system don't work because the constituents don't hold those who represent them accountable. Why? They don't have time. Why? Because in this system, you work and come home. You work and come home. You're so busy slaving, you can't keep them in check. Unless, unless you find some people who are not really doing anything, that have a good mindset, organize them, have them represent you in the community, and keep them in check. Then you have a watchdog. But communities don't organize and think that way. And that's why that Bell situation happened.
Okay.
They were stealing these people blind.
Okay, listen to this one. You said the Bell Police Department, is it a part of the General Police Department? We are not saying the same thing. We're saying...
It's like in our community of protection specialists.
Yeah.
They're not a part of no security agency.
At all.
No. But they do belong to some of the most respected martial arts organizations and institutions in the world. Damn sure about that. But we don't belong to no CIA, no Blackwater, or they don't call themselves that anymore. I think it's XL now. None of that. But as far as some of the baddest martial arts and those you know about and those you might not know about, we can play the secret society too. But yeah, our protection specialists belong to those kind of organizations.
Okay,
yes.
Jamie, how we do it? You say, okay, for our listeners' information, in terms of, I know all the hard ones.
15 minutes.
Okay, I know all the hard forms, right? And I say, my preference for hard form is Kung Fu. You follow? 100% upper body or 100% lower body. But now walking around, you have all the youths saying, hey, we do it in such a way where you don't have to go to that building to learn martial arts. And this is how you use the stick. You know, get the stick. Oh, you're taking that broom somewhere? Well, just... unhook the broom, and this become a weapon. You use the weapon this way. Bah, bah.
If you had a community of young girls and young men doing that, nobody would even mess with your community. Because now your community is taking on a community of warriors, self-disciplined warriors that love their community, love martial arts, because martial arts is almost like a spiritual connection to them.
Yeah.
But it provides all the other things too, physically, and provides protection for not only themselves, but the community. Okay. So we have to change the whole ideology of the thinking.
Definitely. But now, you don't want to say, well, it's the same teacher that teaching, whatever name you call yourself. And we don't want to mention too many supposedly gang names, which say that's your identity. I'm the same martial artist. We are defending a community. You get what I'm saying? And you're invited to become a part of the community. You benefit by being in this community. It's yours. It's home. Don't pick up your own home.
Home base. And you're reestablishing home base. But, because that's what's not happening.
But
people say they live in communities, but you and I know it's not a community at all.
Now listen to this, Jamie.
And the city does not establish community enough. The city
cannot establish a community.
They're more about enforcement.
Exactly. The city cannot establish a community because the city don't know the community.
And that's why
it's the community that must establish itself.
So what is it? So what is this whole system about then? If you don't want to be a city, but you don't want to establish community. What kind of bullshit is that? Give the community an opportunity to pull out. Because you're not going to give us any attention, we'll give you the Vulcan peace sign and we'll move on.
Okay. You got to think about it in another way. If you can establish a big enough geography where you say,
and we got enough
up in the signatures. Air, up in the air, you say, well, that's our flight path. Don't bring your plane up there.
Yo, well,
because we already know.
Oh, we'll bring them down with our land missiles.
The brothers thought about that and said, well, what you going to do about that part of that way? You established down there here, you're pretty secure, but what you going to do about the choppers up there, bro? You get the picture? But at least it's the beginning of a people together, determining their own identity, where they just totally separated from city and have their agenda.
Yeah, because then they'll have a sense of community, they'll have work, and they'll find out that they don't really have to have a dead president to survive. They live in their community.
Yeah.
They can barter.
Yeah.
And I can see a community without any fast food restaurants. Seriously.
What's going to take their place? Okay.
Good question.
Okay. Easy. Now you say, I said to Tony, I mentioned it. I said, the food you got to think a different way about the food you're eating. Not because it's a part of your culture that you grew up with. Take another look at what it is you're eating.
You have to remember, and this is key, because we've all been conditioned, especially African Americans in this country. We've been conditioned to eat certain foods that weren't good for us during time of slavery.
Exactly.
And some people still live by that slave diet.
Okay. But you've made such I remember.
I am so radical. People still don't get it.
Okay, let me remind you. You said you made two major moves: name change and nutrition.
Yeah, I came in a duality way. Yes, yeah. And I'm telling you, I didn't think it was going to come to that, but that's what I was led to do.
Nutrition has to be a part of it.
I agree.
Or the healing center won't work.
Or the name will not take its full rebirth if I don't change the way I think under
the way
under the rebirth name.
The way I eat. Now you say I don't like the word hospital because it's too closely related to the hospice.
But hospice, nothing wrong with hospice. Hospices are cool. I'm sure in Ethiopia they had a chamber where they were about to die. They had their own hospice.
Anyway, let's not focus on that right now, brother. I'm saying that the willingness, okay, a new statistics is out that they said now in hospitals, since you can only occupy this room for so long, the insurance company is checking up, that there's no more cesarean, more children are born by cesarean birth rate at this current moment than to wait. Economics. Money.
Because every time a surgeon takes that knife and cuts you, you're talking about thousands of dollars. It's almost ridiculous. What is wrong with the natural way? And patience.
Where I grew up.
And you know, women, when it comes to childbirth, and I can't relate to this because I'm not a woman.
Okay.
12 minutes. Pain.
Yeah. I mean.
Unbearable pain.
Bearable. They bear it. We're here. And we came from women. I was mentioning where I grew up. Many people were not born in hospitals. They were born with midwives.
So what do midwives?
Where did they get their training from? You get the picture?
Yeah, so
that was community culture.
I agree with that totally. What did the midwives do to be so popular? How did they what was their skill? Did they know how to show women how to bring children in the natural way through breathing and body and calmness and mindset? What did they were had to be psychologically skilled as well as medically skilled. Okay. Elaborate, brother. Okay. You know, we've got
what?
8 minutes.
Okay. Let me just say quickly that many people feel that the system, with all this convenience that is out here in the United States, is true for us, like myself from Belize, where for miles and miles we don't have this building called hospital, where these people have to depend on these herbs. And it's not just this one lady is the midwife. It's this particular lady that knows exactly how to do this job, and the intimacy of birth, where the artificiality of a knife just, they said, let's get it over.
It's barbaric. Let's be real. Let's be real about it. It's barbaric.
Well, when you started the show, you said something about this idea of cutting. And it have to be more intimate in terms of community, where we are raising as a community the community's only child.
We have to show community you don't have to rely on the witch doctors. Yah has already provided it. You just don't know how to use it. We're going to teach you.
Right. But it's interesting. As I said to you, my neighbor said, I was on the job, I fell again. I see you have that plant there. Give me a piece of that plant. He recognized the plant. That's the aloe vera. I'm saying, be living within this area. Oh, this one got aloe vera. And then we have the same plants in common because we share a culture in common. And it has nothing to do with allopathic or traditional medicine, but with an herbal lifestyle.
That's key. That's the key to being green.
Definitely.
It's to live the lifestyle. See, that green thing is too political, or whatever you want to call it. We're talking about a lifestyle here.
We're talking about a lifestyle.
That's what we're talking about.
Listeners, listen to what my brother said. We are talking about a lifestyle. Because you said it in a show too. You said what is needed, what we are talking about is a lifestyle change. Not only a change in your thinking, a change in your lifestyle. And you'll be the better for it. Now, take the sports program.
It makes everybody happy. And you become a better example.
But take the sports program. What I did, I put the shirt, I said, Neutron's Belize National Soccer Team. So I went over to Tony's and I noticed the fathers of these two young people. One is a young person, maybe about 7, 8, that's going to be a goalkeeper. He says, I'm pretty good. I said, I was the goalkeeper for Belize Teachers College. Now he looks at I differently, that I am a possible teacher of him, but not to be a goalkeeper, to be a decent human being. Through a sport. You see the different approach?
Yeah, but sports is like anything else. It's a nice way of learning discipline and knowing that you can play something. But there's life after that.
Yeah. Guess who is the fittingest person that comes in at this point? I know we're almost...
Yeah, we're 2 minutes away.
Okay. I got to mention him. John Wooden.
I see, yeah, that's fine. The Wiz of the Wizard. Oh yeah.
The Wizard of Wizard.
Unfortunately, he was a European that had great Afrikoid men, Ethiopians, to really play for him.
One of a kind. Set the record. Of course, the female team just beat the record. Why are we in Negro?
Oh, yeah, right? That's right. Huh? I heard about that. Huh? Was it the University of Connecticut or something like that?
I don't know. UConn?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. University of Connecticut. Okay. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
Look at what happened to records, bro.
Records are set and records are made to be broken. It's just...
Records are meant to be broken.
It's just the way it is.
Don't take yourself so seriously.
Just the way it is. But there are going to be some records that some people will take a while for certain people to get.
You know what I remember about John Wooden? He said, I'm using this as a means to make men, not to win games.
I like that legacy. That's something we should always take in consideration, that don't always do things for gain. But if you do it for a good cause, gain will happen.
Definitely. That's a message.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for listening to our program. Hope you got something out of it. We didn't cover a lot of the things we wanted to cover, but as we said, sometimes we'll just go with the flow and we'll see what happens. But stay tuned for our next program. And all y'all out there, you know, power to the people. Stay upright. If you're going to fall, fall on your back so you can be looking up and get up. Keep your minds free. Eat right. My brother's on lockdown. Get some sleep. Peace out.